Oh, Carl, yoo-hoo!
Carl Graber cringed at the sound of Rose Yoder calling his name. He was in no mood to deal with her this morning. After burning the oatmeal at breakfast, he discovered his renter had moved out in the night without giving notice or paying his back rent. Now Carl was going to be late getting to the store because his buggy horse was limping. He pretended he hadn't heard Rose. Maybe the elderly Amish woman who claimed to be the most successful matchmaker in Hearts Haven would go pester some other poor fellow. Bent over Checker's front foot, Carl noticed that a stone lodged between the horse's steel shoe and his hoof was the gelding's problem.
Hello, Carl. I must speak with you.
The tenacity of the 84-year-old romance peddler was another difficulty Carl had to face this morning.
I'm not interested in meeting your latest hopeful, he muttered under his breath.
If the stubborn stone would come out, he could be on his way before the elderly woman reached the end of the block and crossed the wide street.
Dad, Granny Rose is calling you.
His 6-year-old daughter, Rachel, stood up and waved. Rose wasn't related to Carl, but due to her advanced age, most of the children in Hearts Haven called her Granny.
She's coming this way,
Clara informed him from the front seat of the open buggy. His 10-year-old daughter wasn't any more excited to see Rose than Carl was. She suspected the same thing he did. Rose was on a matchmaking mission.
Hello, Granny Rose,
Rachel shouted happily.
We're taking our puppies to the store so someone can buy them. Would you like to see them?
The offending stone popped loose. Carl dropped Checker's hoof.
Got to get the store open, Rose. Can't take time to visit.
When he spun around, it was already too late. She had reached the buggy ahead of him. How did someone her age move so fast? She didn't even look winded.
Gute Maria, Carl. I'm so glad I caught you. There's a chill in the air this morning, isn't there?
It was the second week of November. Of course the air was cool. Rose hadn't intercepted him for idle chit-chat. He moved to step around her since she was blocking the buggy door.
Customers will be waiting for me.
Rose didn't budge. Other than picking her up and setting her aside, he had no hope of leaving until she finished having her say. He resigned himself to hearing who she thought would be perfect for him this time, as if any woman could take the place of his Nora.
Did you find us a new mother?
Rachel's hopeful tone stabbed his heart. Rachel was too young to remember much about the mother who died when she was 3. She only knew other children had both mothers and fathers, and she wanted the same thing. Clara scowled at her sister.
We don't need a new mother. Ours is in heaven. No one can replace her.
Clara understood. She was old enough to remember what Nora had been like. A sweet, gentle, bright, and loving woman. The world was a darker place without her. Rose's cheerful expression softened with sympathy.
I'm still looking for someone special to join your family. Clara is right. She won't be your mother. Instead, she will be your stepmother. But she will love you and take care of you as if you were her own.
Rachel sighed.
I hope you find her soon.
That's enough, Rachel,
Carl said.
What do you want, Rose?
I'm here to tell you about the new teacher. She arrived yesterday. She and her sister are staying at the inn for the time being. They are Grace Sutter's nieces from the Amish side of her family.
Grace was another elderly widow, Old Order Mennonite, and co-owner of the Hearts Haven Inn along with Rose and Rose's widowed daughter, Susanna King. The trio were all fond of meddling. A single man stood little chance of remaining unattached in this Amish community unless he avoided the widows. Rose's knowing smile put Carl on his guard. Rachel clapped her hands.
Yay! The new teacher is here! Now I can go back to school and be in the Christmas program. I hope I get to be an angel like Thea and Miriam Bachman last year. Their mother made the most beautiful wings for them.